Don't destroy our unity. There's a blessing in it. Don't destroy our community. There's a blessing in it. Don't gossip about somebody in our community. There's a blessing in our community. There's new wine in our community. There's blessing and there's anointing and there's power and there's victory and there's good things and there's goodness for everybody in our community. America is supposed to be the best country. It's because America is supposed to be an example and a leader. And we've been exporting some really crummy things, some real crappy stuff. We got to start importing what we used to import, exporting what we used to export, which is hope, light, the gospel that reveals where we missed it as a country. We got to be open-minded. We have to have empathy, guys. We have to have it. We have to be able to hear somebody else's point of view and not judge them. We have to give people room. We have to give people space. We have to give people room to evolve. And we have to, you know what? A lot of times you think you're giving somebody else room. You're really giving yourself room because you're the one missing it. You think, oh, okay, I'll have empathy and I'll give them room to evolve until they become like me. Maybe you're going to evolve and become like them. Maybe you're going to find the silver lining in the other person's opinion and you've been judgmental and condescending towards it. We have to get with the our part of our Father. We have to get with the our part, our, together, the blessing is in the cluster. The Bible says in Isaiah 65 verse 8, or 65 verse 8, that's what it is. Thus says the Lord, as the new wine is found in the cluster, the new wine is found in the cluster. The cluster is the grapes together, connected together. It's not one grape over here, one grape over there, every grape for himself. The new wine is found in the cluster, and he says, do not destroy it, for there's a blessing in it. Don't destroy our unity. There's a blessing in it. Don't destroy our community. There's a blessing in it. Don't gossip about somebody in our community. There's a blessing in our community. There's new wine in our community. There's blessing, and there's anointing, and there's power, and there's victory, and there's good things, and there's goodness for everybody in our community. The blessing is in the cluster. I need the other grapes. The other grapes need me. We need each other. We're the cluster. A church is a cluster. A family is a cluster. A city is a cluster. But the most important cluster of all is the church, the people of God. We're a part of his family because he makes a home for the homeless and a father to the fatherless. He doesn't look at it like only people with good upbringings, only they can have the blessing. We can all be refathered by God. We can all reparent ourselves. We need each other. You Republicans, if you identify yourself as that, you need the Democrats because you need balance. You Democrats, you need the Republicans because you need balance. I'm just talking from a political standpoint. When one group has all the power, nobody ends up with the power except the group over everybody else. You don't like that? You have to learn. Look, I got my opinions of stuff, but unless I'm willing to listen with an open heart to another point of view, my opinion means nothing. We're above that. Seated with Christ in heavenly places. We're not in a political battle. We're in a spiritual battle. And if we will take up our spiritual weapons and start operating from a kingdom mindset and the family of God mindset, we would stop being so judgmental and condescending to others, and we would be able to value. It's like holding on to your what you believe in one hand and holding out your other hand to embrace a person that sees it differently. That's how you use both hands. In one hand, you hold what you believe and what you value. In the other hand, you hold your hand out with empathy. If you can't hold both hands out, keep them both down. Amen.